Namanda, Vitsinamanda, 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 Vitsinamanda. I'll begin my talk this morning with the reading of the third verse of the Jusege, one of our sacred sutras that we chant at many, many services. Jusege no san gyome o haidoku shite hajimaritai to omoimasu. Ga shi jyo butten no nyo sho cho ji po ku kyo mi sho mo se fu jyo sho ga. Upon attaining my enlightenment, if my name were not heard anywhere in the 10 directions of the universe, I would never attain enlightenment. Watashi ga hotoke no satori o eta toki, その名はすべての世界に超え優れ、その隅々にまで届けないようなら、誓って仏にはならないと、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back here in San Mateo. I was gone last week. Missed you all very much.私は先週、ちょっと、ゲストスピーキングのご縁をいただいて、ここに来られなかった。だから、皆さん今日は会えて本当に、良かったですね。So today we're continuing our series talking about the Jusege. The Jusege is one of our most commonly chanted sutras here at the temple, and it's not just because it's short and convenient, right?で、私たち十世紀は欲を務めしますけど、それは短くて便利という理由じゃないですね。The 十世紀 contains the deepest meaning of a Nembutsu tradition, and that's particularly expressed in the first three verses of the 十世紀, which often are taken as kind of representative of the entire text of the 十世紀, and in a sense, the entire larger sutra. In the Higashi Honganji tradition, so for example, here in our area, we have the Berkeley Otani Temple,There, they call the Jusege Sansege, which means the three sacred vows or the three sincere vows. And so these first three vows are very important. And that's what today we're going to talk about the third of those three vows.して、この、三世紀と、お東の方は三世紀と言うんですけど、その十世紀の一番、最初の三行は、一番、大事で、あるということですね。ある意味で大教のすべての意味がその中に含めてあるということですね。So this third vow that we're going to be talking about specifically today is the vow that when the Buddha, so we've been talking about Amida Buddha the last few weeks, so we have Dhammakara Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, remember, is someone who has this aspiration,that everybody is going to attain enlightenment all together. We're all on one big team, right? We're all on one big team. 49ers fans, Seahawks fans, all together going to realize the same joyful benefit of birth in the Pure Land, of awakening to the true reality of our lives. そして、菩薩というのは、すべての衆生とともにお浄土に往生するという願いを持てる方。So, and then when that goal is realized, one becomes a Buddha. And in our tradition, we revere Amida Buddha. Remember, Amida Buddha is at the center of our Onaijin here today. And we particularly revere Amida Buddha because Amida Buddha gives us the Nembutsu. We say the name of Amida Buddha. We say the words Namo Amida Butsu. So, Amida Buddha は特にありがたいことはお念仏を私たちにくださる方でございますね。 So in this third vow, Amida Buddha is vowing that my name, the name Namo Amida Butsu, is going to be heard everywhere. So everywhere you go, you'll be able to hear the Nembutsu. まあ、この、あの、十世紀の三行目は、お念仏はどこに行っても聞こえるもんだと言うんですね。So now I'd like to ask you a question. Where do you say the Nembutsu? And when do you say the Nembutsu? Can anybody give me an example of when they say the Nembutsu? And they say, Namo Amida Butsu? And, okay, someone said anywhere. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.And some specific examples. We said it here this morning, right? Yeah, did you have one? At the church, that's right. At here at the temple, we say it a lot, right? This morning we sang a gatha that included the words Namo Amida Butsu. We chant the words Namo Amida Butsu. Okay? There are other times we say it. Sometimes maybe we say it at home in front of our obutsudan. Do you have an obutsudan at home?Yeah, if you do, you can go to your obutsudan and join your hands and say Namo Amida Butsu there. まあ、仏教界で、自分のお仏壇の前でお念仏言うんですね。I say the 念仏 when I'm driving the car. 自分は運転してるときに Namo Amida Butsu 言うんですね。I particularly say it when I see roadkill. 自分はあの、roadkill を見たら Namo Amida Butsu 言うんですよ。And so when I was living in Oxnard before I came here, Oxnard's a very more of a kind of rural area. There's lots and lots of farm fields around. And this Highway 101 that runs through San Mateo, it actually runs right through Oxnard too. But it tends to have a lot of traffic. Sound familiar? Okay. But in Oxnard, you have back roads. You know, sometimes people here will take El Camino Real or maybe another road to kind of miss the traffic on the 101. In Oxnard, you take the farming roads if you want to miss the traffic. And the thing about the farming roads is that they go through the fields, and there are a lot of animals who go to those fields to eat what's in the fields. Because Oxnard, does anyone know what they grow in Oxnard? Strawberries, right? And humans like strawberries, but lots of animals also like strawberries. Also vegetables like lettuce. Can you think of an animal that likes lettuce? Me? What's that? Deer like lettuce, rabbits like lettuce. Lots of animals like lettuce. And so driving around in Oxnard, you'd often see animals that got hit by cars on the road. Where I grew up in Minnesota, it's also a lot of cornfields, and so you see animals that got hit by cars. And so for me, I always feel, a sense of, at once, a kind of moshiwakenai, sort of sorry feeling for those animals, because I know that even though I didn't hit them directly with my own car, that because I'm driving in a car, that road exists for my convenience. And so that animal is giving its life for my convenience, so that I can drive down a comfortable road. And so I feel this sense of connection with that animal. I feel the sense of, oh, that animal has done something very, very wonderful for me. And I feel very sad, but at the same time, I feel grateful for the life that animal lived. And so I will, of course, I keep both hands on the wheel, but I just kind of nod my head and I'll say, Namo Amida Butsu. Okay, so that's one case I say the Nembutsu. We also say it at our house. You often, if you want to come to my house and hear the Nembutsu, the best time is to come at 7:30 p.m. if both our sons are asleep. So if both kids go to sleep by 7:30, you hear lots of Nembutsu in our house. Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu. Because we have a certain kind of deep feeling of peace of mind, and joy. And that's, you know, the Nembutsu, peace of mind and joy. So we say, Namo Amida Butsu. Okay, so you can say it at joyful times, you can say it at sad times, and it doesn't have to be one or the other. That's the beauty of the Nembutsu, is that the Nembutsu is a way of expressing our appreciation for everything around us. Our gratitude for everything. We can say it at happy times. We can say it at sad times. We can say it at all different times in our life. Because the Nembutsu is about recognizing this is my life and my life is okay. Namo Amida Butsu. まあ、お念仏というのは嬉しい時と悲しい時とどっちでも言えるんですね。というのは、私の人生はこのもので、このもので、このままでいい、このままで大丈夫という安心感が溢れた時は、ナモアミダ仏を申しますね。So, sometimes we may think, well, it's hard to say the Nembutsu and just accept my life as it is. Maybe if I say the Nembutsu, things will get better. まあ、私の人生はこのままでいいと思いながら念仏を申すのは難しいですね。たまに、じゃあ念仏を言ったらちょっと良くなるでしょう。To say, oh, if I say, Namo Amida Butsu, maybe Amida Buddha will help get me out of this sticky situation. じゃあ念仏を申したら、この困った時から Namo Amida Butsu を言ったら、Amida Buddha は私を救うでしょうと思うこともあるんですね。So we think, have you ever been in a difficult situation, kind of stuck?You know, maybe you're playing in a soccer game or a basketball game and your team is down, you know, 10 points and you're getting towards the end of the game and you think, oh, you know, something, we need some other power to save us. Something's got to help me. So I'll say, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Maybe Amida Buddha will help me win the game.でまあ負けそう、まあ試合で負けそうでやったら、念仏を申したら、他力本願に任したら、勝つかもしれないと。思うこともあるかもしれませんね。何万打仏何万打と勝つことですね。But if you do that, you probably won't win. You know? そうしたら、何万打仏何万打仏言ったら多分負けると思います。You should concentrate on the game and focus on doing what you need to do. まあそのゲームによく集中してやったらそっちの方がいいと思います。Because the 念仏 is always there. It's always there.Supporting you. And the thing is, even when you lose, that's okay. And that's the beauty of the Nembutsu. 負けても何万打仏。負けてもそれでも大丈夫ですという安心感。Of course, you'll feel sad, you'll feel disappointed. And that's natural. It's natural to feel disappointed. And you should feel disappointed if you lose the game. But that feeling of disappointment is okay. And you don't have to hold on to it for the rest of the week.You know, you can go in the locker room, change into your regular clothes and just leave it behind you. You can feel disappointed and sad at that time, but you don't need to hold on to it. まあ、ちょこっと、まあ、がっかりしても、それでいいけど、そのがっかりした気持ちをずっと、こう、握ってすることは、それは必要がありません。ね。So, this is the great joy that we receive from the Buddha.The joy of the Nembutsu is my life as it is doesn't need to be anything different than it is. So we shouldn't think of the Nembutsu as, oh, I'm doing it to make my life a certain way. But rather, we say the Nembutsu because my life, just as it is wonderful. It's great. Yes, I've got difficulties. Maybe I have an illness. Maybe I have, some financial troubles or, difficult relationship or some interpersonal problem. But that's okay.I don't have to be happy about it. You know, that's the great wisdom of the Buddha's teaching is that, you know, we're not going to be happy all the time. That's the first noble truth the Buddha taught. And so how do we live joyfully without happiness? Isn't that kind of an interesting idea? That, of course, we want to be happy. That's natural, and we'll do what we can to be happy. But even when we're not, that's okay. And that's ability to accept that and live peacefully with that.That's the meaning of Namo Amida Butsu, the Nembutsu. And so the Buddha vows that no matter where we are, no matter what sticky situation we find ourselves in, that our life is going to be okay. And that's why we can hear the Nembutsu in any situation. That is the great vow expressed in the third verse of the Jusege. まあ私の人生がどんなに大変なことがあっても、それでも受け入れて、それでも大丈夫。まあ、悲しいことは悲しい。寂しいことは寂しい。けど、それが私の念仏の喜びの妨げにならない。悲しさの中に喜びを見つけるのは、この、十世芸の三行目に追われている素晴らしい、お念仏の見教えでございます。I'll conclude by reading once again this last, this third verse of the 十世芸。じゃあ最後にこの十世芸の三行目を 最後に拝読して終わらせていただきたいと思います。When I attain Buddhahood, my name will be heard throughout the 10 directions. Should there be any place where it is not heard, may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
私が仏の悟りを得たとき、その名はすべての世界に超えすぐれ、その隅々にまで届けないようなら、誓って仏にはならないと。
ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。